This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The new two-part retirement system conversation is proudly brought to you by Discovery Invest. So we're joined today from Discovery Invest by Chief Operating Officer Jennifer van Oerle, who joins us right now to give us some more insight into the two-pot retirement system implementation on the 1st of September. What does it mean for consumers and how can Discovery Invest prepare us for it? Welcome, Jennifer. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me and thanks. Welcome to all your listeners.
Yeah. So let's start with what the two-pot retirement system is. Can you explain it and who will it affect?
Okay. So the two-pot retirement system is a change coming to our retirement legislation in South Africa. So bottom line, it affects anybody that has got current retirement savings or anybody that will save for retirement in the future, mm-hmm. which hopefully is just about everybody in South Africa. Right. So there's two challenges that we've got with current retirement savings that the legislation is trying to solve for. The first one is we have a retirement savings crisis in South Africa. Mm. Depending on the legislation, the analysis you look at, it's probably single-digit figures of people that can retire on their own terms, that they're ready for retirement with the financial resources. But on the other side of the part is you've got people that are saving for retirement. They are doing the right thing. But they run into financial distress in their lives before retirement, and they can't access the money that they've saved, even though they've got a financial emergency. And that's what Two Pots is trying to address, both sides of those equations. So I'll just very quickly explain what it actually is going to do. So everything up until the legislation goes live, which is on the 1st of September this year, will remain the old way. Nothing changes for that money. And let's call it, we call it the pots. So this would be, I would call it the old pot.
Okay.
Because you can remember that quite nicely. Yeah. Industry is starting to call it components, but it's a pot. So money up until 31 August stays in your old pot. Existing rules, no changes. But on the 1st of September, all retirement funds will create two new pots for you. Mm-hmm. One will be called your savings pot, which you could access if you have an emergency prior to retirement. Mm-hmm. And retirement pot, which you cannot access come what may until you retire. Mm. And then there's rules about what you do with that saving.
So in accessing two-pot withdrawals and the involvement of SARS, let's talk about the tax implications involved when somebody tries to get the money out of their retirement savings.
Okay, good, very good point. So obviously when you contribute to retirement funds, you get a tax incentive. The government gives you an incentive because they want you to save for retirement. If you are going to need to access your savings pot, they are going to tax you when you take the money out. Now, the important thing is it will be taxed at your marginal rate, which if you are a tax-paying person, which most people are, it will be the amount that of tax you will pay over and above the income that you currently earn. So you're paying a tax rate currently for your earnings, your salary, rental income, for instance. You are set at a certain average tax rate.
Right.
The marginal rate is for every rand you own over that. Any savings pot withdrawal will be taxed at your marginal rate. Now, most people don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So it's important you work out what your marginal rate is because then you know that will be deducted. The other important point is you need to have your tax affairs in order because if you access the savings pot and you owe SARS money or they believe that that you owe them money, they will instruct administrators like ourselves to deduct that money from your savings pot withdrawal. So in a worst case scenario, you could go through all the agony of deciding to access your savings pot and have nothing in your bank account.
Oh my gosh.
So it's important that you have your affairs in order and you know what your tax rate is.
Does it depend on how much you're trying to take out?
The tax rate applied does not. So it's done at a flat rate. Mm. SARS will give us, an administrator will give us a directive.
Okay.
So they will work out what your marginal rate is and give us a percentage to apply.
Phew. So then how does the savings component work? And when should somebody then consider accessing their savings? Mm-hmm. And then likewise, how does the retirement component work?
So The important thing with the savings pot is on the 1st of September when the legislation changes, every retirement fund is going to take 10% of what you have in your value now, up to a maximum of 30,000 Rand, as a kickstart amount to go into your savings pot. So they'll take it from your old pot and they will put it in there. So you'll have a little bit of money, or a lot, depending on your circumstances. And then going forward, everything you contribute, one third will go into the savings pot, two thirds will go into your retirement. So you'll start, let's say you get the maximum, you'll start with 30,000 Rand in your savings pot if you've got more than 300,000 saved in your current retirement fund. And then every contribution you make thereafter, one third will go into the savings pot. Mm-hmm. And you can access that up to once a tax year. Remember, tax year 1 March to 28, 29 Feb. You can access it once a year, and we will have to deduct the tax and pay the balance.
Mm.
Retirement pot.
Yeah.
The two-thirds go in there. So the retirement pot starts on the 1st of September. Two-thirds of your contribution goes in there. That is saved for your retirement, and you will be forced to put that into an annuity that will pay you a monthly or a regular income in your retirement for the rest of your life.
Are you saying upon retirement that goes into an annuity?
Yes, right. On retirement,
right.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits? What does this offer?
Okay. So the key thing at the moment is that if you want to access your retirement funds before you retire, you actually have to resign your job, because the legislation gives you access to your retirement funds if you resign. You could. You get taxed, but you could get access. Now you don't have to if you need it. But the important point is this, if we can't stress this enough, this is for emergencies.
Mm.
Because remember, you're putting money away for your retirement, you're saving for your future self. If you take it out early, you're stealing from your future self. However, if you've got an absolute emergency and you're about to lose the roof over your head, you can't put food on the table, whatever it is, you have to make a plan. Here is an option that people can get to.
You know, I was looking at your article about the two-pot retirement calculator that Discovery has developed. Maybe you can talk to us about if people can use this to check if they'll be able to access their retirement pot come the 1st of September when the two-pot retirement system goes live.
Yes. So we have built a calculator. It's on the website. If you want to Google Discovery, two pots, it should come up as on your search engine. Anybody can access it. Doesn't have to be just Discovery clients. You go in and you enter your age, what your current retirement fund savings are, and what you currently are contributing to your retirement fund. It should just be it's that simple with those three inputs. And you say, calculate my savings component. It will then tell you how much should be available come 1 September in the savings pot. You enter your gross monthly income, because that allows us to calculate the tax. It is an estimate, so it's based on the money that you, or the amounts that you put in. And then you calculate your net withdrawal. So it will tell you how much you could get out if you withdraw the money. We're after tax, and there may be fees as well. But more importantly, it tells you what you're missing out on if you take that money and don't leave it for retirement. Because remember, your money grows every month, day, week that you leave. That money is growing for your retirement. You're stealing from that. So there is going to be an impact. Either you've got to work for longer to make it up, or contribute more monthly or ad hoc. Every circumstance is different, so I can't stress it enough. It is so important that you take very careful care in deciding whether you want to access this money, the implications for it right now and for the future. But the option is there.
What are your final thoughts? What do we need to know? What do we need to think about?
So the first thing is, if you're worried about it, do nothing.
Okay.
Leave it. You don't have to stress. You don't have to worry about trying to understand it.
Yeah.
If you do nothing, everything will carry on as normal. If you get stuck and you're in a financial jam and there is absolutely no other resort, there is an option. But please make sure that you understand the situation very carefully. If you've got a financial advisor, please speak to them. Seek it out. The Discovery website has got lots of little videos that will help you to make this very important decision. But please don't take it lightly, because just because you can doesn't mean you should access that money.
This is Education and Awareness about the upcoming two-part retirement system implementation on the 1st of September, what it means for consumers and how Discovery Invest is preparing for it. Thank you very much, Chief Operating Officer for Discovery Invest, Jennifer van Uhle, joining us to give us more insights. Thanks for your time. The new two-part retirement system conversation was proudly brought to you by Discovery Invest. Let's find out now what's happening in the latest Power News.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.